It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Unbelievable.
When you don't have your headphones on and you do that, it's really loud.
Well, that's what the guy in it's
2012.
It's a terrible impression of the big fat Russian guy. And I say fat because I'm a big guy. But the big Russian guy who's not a nice guy character in the movie 2012. And that's how he talks. Over the talk, really loud. He's like a mobster, isn't he?
Yes.
Pretty much a mobster.
He's a Russian mobster.
He ends up dying because you know that guy ain't getting on the ark. You know.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway.
Do you think I love to come up here? I love to eat those.
That's my impression of him. My apologies. Let's do a quick welfare check. Kelly Charles Brown, live from the home office, not feeling well today. You weathered very well. You performed well on the show.
Yeah, only a couple noises.
Just tired, cold symptoms, light body aches.
Light body aches. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're downplaying it. I think you have the body aches are a little bit more than
you. When did you start feeling this? Because we questioned you on Monday.
Am I wrong?
I didn't feel bad.
Am I wrong? I think the body aches are a little bit more than light. The faces that you've made today indicate that.
No, Monday I had no. You mean Tuesday?
Today, no, brother. I can see your face.
No. You. Laura asked me a question about when did I start feeling this Monday. I didn't feel anything on Monday. Well, I was fine Monday.
I was in the process of asking you about today, and that your light body aches are more than light.
They're not too bad.
Okay.
They're not too bad. I didn't feel anything until overnight Monday and I thought it was like allergies in my throat or just a sore throat, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because I remember Monday, during or after the meeting, the boss looked at you and goes, did you get any sleep last night? And we had questioned you a couple times during Monday because we thought you were off. Like, all of us could tell you weren't.
I thought it was from vacation.
Yeah. We started questioning
Monday. I knew something was up.
I did not.
Because of the noises he was making and the...
Kelly's a noisemaker. I didn't
feel anything Monday.
I didn't think that you were off on Monday. I didn't notice. And that's why the boss asked me on Tuesday, is Kelly sick? I'm like, no, he's fine. And then it turned out you were sick.
No, he asked you yesterday.
Twice.
He didn't ask you Monday, right?
Right. No. Nobody asked me anything on Monday. Nobody's here. It's just us, you know. But I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, taking a nap soon as we're done with this, so let's go.
Okay.
How's mom? She's not sick.
Mom's okay. Aside from the disappointed no hot dogs last night, I did all of a sudden realize today's trash day, and I just kind of panicked for a second, but I got my trash and recyclables out just in time.
Speaking of trash, I touched upon it. Over the weekend, I was just saying to Laura when Greg stepped out for a second, we are grilling more than ever, and I friggin' love cooking on the grill.
Yeah, you know why? No cleanup, really.
It's friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
But in the process, I had done some cleaning in the basement, through the pallets, into the garage, in kind of a pile to take to the dump on my way home yesterday. I stopped at a light, Alexa, could you give me the times of when the dump is open? It says, open now. Fantastic. Pulled in. Hi, Amy's got Tuesday. Threw all the junk in the back of the car, and I go, I'll be right back. Swing in. We're not open today. I got home.
Changed.
I got home. I don't know. And I was so angry. I took my saw out, cut all the pieces, and just put it in the dumpster. Well, you can't shut the lid. And Amy's like, hun, you can't. Don't leave it out there. Like, we look horrible. I'm like, the yard looks fantastic. It's been mowed.
Doesn't your town have the robo truck?
Yes.
The one that picks the can up.
But she's like, hon, it looks... I'm like, well, then hopefully they'll come and take care of this. It's trash. The guy down the street had a whole hockey net, hon.
Yeah.
I said, we're fine.
And they use the, they pull up alongside it. They don't do this in my town, Laura. Maybe they do it in yours. The truck pulls up alongside it like it's got its own little pitchfork and it goes... And that's it.
Yeah,
so whatever's sticking on the top
that's
doesn't
normal.
Matter.
And never, ever, except once, have I ever seen the guy get out of the truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah,
somebody put one of those old metal gas cans in there.
Yeah.
And you can't put that in the crush because they...
So he
took it and threw it, and then it rolled down the driveway, and then a car came the other way, got it stuck under its car. It was a big mess.
So let me ask you this, though. You've lived in that house for like 3 days. You moved into it. It was empty.
Yeah.
Where's all this shit coming from that you're cleaning out?
Stuff that I brought in, my CD collection. I told you, I went from 32 boxes down to... There's 6 that I'm keeping and 3 that I'm going through and listening, and they're gone. All used to sit on a pallet over vacay, pulled everything into the middle of the floor, painted. I bought some nice shelves.
So you threw them out.
So I've cut the Did you throw the CDs out? Oh, no.
Okay, so they're not going in the trash that you're throwing out.
No.
Where's the junk coming from?
The junk is leaving. It was stuff like, when I say junk, it's the pallets. I also pulled down some old window cases that were the originals there.
Okay.
Redid those. Right. Okay. But I got so angry the dump was closed that I cut up all the wood and it's out.
Well, I'm look, I've been in the house. It's a nice house, you know, but I'm just like, where's all the stuff that you're getting rid of from?
Just, you know, did some remodeling. I wanted to have the basement painted. Mm. So when they came and put the furnace in, it's starting to look nice.
Yeah.
Classy down there.
You know, it's funny because your house, when it's in any kind of disarray, you know, if you're having something done on the house, you know,
yep.
Laura probably doesn't experience this because she does all the work herself, so she's in charge, you know, but if you're having someone like Larry's been working on our house, you know, we've been doing a project in the kitchen, which isn't, it's a kind of a big project, but it's not a full overhaul. But when, you know, we worked with Larry forever. He's awesome, Larry Vayu, and so I know that he has other jobs. So I'm like, yeah, you go do them and whatever and do these when you can. Because sometimes nowadays you get a project and you're waiting for this to come in.
Yep.
Right? Or this is delayed on order. So jobs don't get just knocked out in 6 days like maybe at one point that they can. It's unrealistic to expect that. So our kitchen has been, you know, we've been working on our kitchen for a few months now. And I'm ready for it to be done. It's almost done. It's almost there. It looks, you know, different. We painted it. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't replace. We replaced the cabinet doors and we painted. But it looks completely different. But when you've got a project that is in you, it's hard to relax until it's done.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that way?
Which
a little
Laura
off.
Laura teased me a little bit about it today. I had last week off. I got on a roll. I had the house to myself. And I was like, while I'm here, I'm going to do this. Oh, I got the time. I already got the saw out. I'm going to do this. Amy, we had a pretty busy weekend. Had yesterday off. And she finally went down, did some laundry. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you were going to stain those. Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that.
Is problems in McMulley Town, Kelly?
No, I just got to, Kelly, I got to communicate a little.
All is not smooth.
Hey, everything is smooth.
At the McMullen House.
Just, you know.
Laura, is everything smooth at the McMullen House?
It's getting there. He's a work in progress.
Thank you very much.
He's not fully baked yet. But Amy and I hear the
tonight
same thing.
At 7, he'll be fully baked.
So I think.
What's the problem, Laura? I mean, he brought it up. So.
Yes.
Okay. They bought this house together. They are a new partnership. They're married. They're supposed to enjoy and go through the process of home ownership together.
That's an exciting thing.
It is, especially where, you know, Amy, you know, was coming from a home on her own, and then she moved into Roadkill's apartment, which was his. It was all his apartment. She moved in. So it was a lot of Hard Rock Cafe,
yep.
You know, Planet Hollywood kind of house, apartment.
Yep.
Yeah, but she got to use her bowls that say bowl, cereal,
but it never
all
felt,
that stuff.
Even though
shared.
She brought stuff in, it never felt like hers. So this, they purchased together.
Correct.
As a couple. So when you make decisions about the house and you want to change something or do something,
you do it together.
Or at least you say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think of? Because it's a partnership. And sometimes, because somebody was so used to being on his own and doing things one way, he forgets to include the other half of that partnership. So there's an understanding now that maybe he's going to tell Amy, hey, I'm on vacation this week. I've got the time. What do you think about me working on this? Communication. It's a great skill. But he's still a work in progress.
I'm not even going to argue. There's nothing that I need to go back and go, no, you worded that wrong. No, I don't like the way you said that. Perfect. I get on a roll. My mom says my dad's sometimes the same way. I already got the saw out. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to do this. Oh, my God, I thought this would take me 2 hours. It took me an hour. I got more. And I just kept kind of rolling. And in the process, this is her first time owning a home. She wants to be involved. And sometimes maybe we have significant others that can go, you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing cutting this wall out. I'm not that guy. I cut the wall out and I go, okay, now I can see it. And Amy can spot change from a mile down the road. A while ago, I built something with bricks, ran out of bricks. And I said, I'll speak to Dad. I'm sure he's got more bricks. Amy pulled in. She's like,
15 seconds from disaster.
You're like 20 bricks short. I know I'm 20 bricks. How did you notice
10
that?
10 seconds from disaster.
Yeah, she she doesn't like you when you go full command.
No, and I'm only doing it, Greg, in the basement, because we kind of have said, Amy's like, listen, I come down here, I do laundry. This is your world.
You gave her a room upstairs.
Yes, Kelly, and I don't care. I came home yesterday, Kelly. It's the great pumpkin patch. Okay, I must have at least 35, 40 pumpkins all over the house. I didn't say to her, listen, I wish we'd done this together. You know, I said, looks awesome.
He's a work in progress.
Yes, I am.
So this problem has been going on for a while.
I just got to communicate.
Okay.
Got to work on my communication.
There you go. Yeah, Scotty, when he gets in the zone, he's I don't want to say it.
Say it.
His needs come first.
It's not always my needs.
Your wants.
It's your determination to get, like, you do it at work too. Like if something's going on with your computer and you have a, like, I have my schedule and I write things down and
everybody gets in the zone.
You have a, this is what needs to be done at this time. And if you can't do it, you just.
Yes. No,
And you, like you said, you're always working on that.
Yeah.
So when you get into a thing at home and you're trying to do everything,
you know what it's like. You know, I'm already covered in paint. Oh, I'll do the. Yeah. Why not do a little bit more? Have it done, and I'm just, you know.
I'm not really covered in paint a lot because Larry's painting.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. I mean, I'm really honestly not good. You need a wall. I can hit the wall. It's the edges. I don't. I put purple on my daughter's ceiling. Okay. I painted the wall purple, and the purple was on the ceiling, and I just said,
yeah, whatever.
I'm like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Yeah. I had to patch it up, obviously, but I'm just not good at it.
I am your great outdoor painter and basement painter, as in, if something falls on the floor,
The touchy stuff. I can do a window frame, you know, that kind of stuff.
You know, I'm your guy, but when it comes to, like, you know, we want it to look pristine.
My father could build anything.
Yep.
Your dad could
build
anything. Valerie's dad could build or fix anything, right? And then she married me, fully knowing that I'm not that guy.
Yep.
I don't have that.
See.
Well, and people are like, you know, I got friends, well, you could learn. No. No.
Not now.
No, I'm not. I'm past learning.
It's frustrating.
I'm past learning when it comes to this, because I would rather have somebody do it well, do it right, and that's it. I would rather pay them have it done right.
My dad had a license for everything. Because why am I paying somebody to do it? I'll do it.
Right.
My father-in-law, Mel, he's a younger version of my dad. So Amy's used to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to be like, hon, I got on a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Anyway, so that's a welcome to our lives, everybody.
Yep.
That's
I feel better already.
Oh, there you go. Communication, Scotty, just go talk.
Yep.
Amy is a lovely person. Lovely person.
Yes. I love her with all my heart. I am so lucky. She's so out of my league.
Scotty has been in a cocoon for quite a while. And now, even though he's been married for a little bit, he's still blossoming into that beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Right? And his wings aren't fully out there. Or a moth, the moth. Really pestering kind of stinky moth that eats you.
That's more heavy metal.
Yeah, totally. Yep. 100%. 100%.
I feel better.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. We do have a couple of leftover. We've been getting so many talkbacks lately. Do you want to do a couple of talkbacks here in the waning moments here? Let me see. What do we got here? We did the brand. Like, what's your brand? No, not brand. Sorry. What's your rivalry that you deal with in your work life? You know, Makita Tools versus Milwaukee or whatever. Chevy versus Ford. Everybody's got a rivalry that they deal with in their life and things that they use and things that they like and don't like. We got into that subject on the air this morning.
So, Greg, Coke and Pepsi are the same, but Heinz and Hunt's are different. Stop being a walking contradiction. Thanks. Have a good day.
Well, you're missing the point. You're missing the point, Mike. No, I get what he's saying, but the point is when I go to a restaurant, I don't say, is it Heinz? I don't, ever. I only buy Heinz, but I would never question what kind of ketchup's in a restaurant, because clearly it's the ketchup right in front of me. And I don't do that. But he's right.
I accept that.
If I went in and demanded, if I made that comment, the whole comment about Coke and Pepsi is getting disgusted when it's not your right. brand, I think, is just being a pussy. Really, that's what I think.
Well, I mean, some people are, you know.
And that's fine.
My dad is a, most of the time, clear soda guy. But if he goes out to eat somewhere and he goes, do you have Sprite? And the woman says, Sierra Mist, he goes, great. He's not.
Yeah, you just
he's,
deal with it.
Oh, great. Look, okay, it's better saying, than nothing.
I'm not saying you have to drink what you don't like. I'm saying don't make a thing about it. That's my point. That's my only point here. You cannot like Pepsi. I don't like Pepsi. I don't drink it. If you right. say
you
Pepsi,
can make a thing about it at your home.
I don't make a different. Thing about it ever. Like, just that was my point in that whole conversation. But your point, if I did complain at a restaurant about ketchup, would be correct.
Gretchy, the rivalries. Pepsi drinkers think Coke is too sweet. And I'm a Coke drinker, and I think Pepsi's too sweet.
I'm with
so,
you. I'm with
like
you.
Like you say, it's all just a matter of taste, brother. Nobody's right. It's just what you like. Mastodon 2024, bitches.
Again, I totally agree with you. I just don't bitch about it at a wait to a server. Ugh.
Ugh.
That's when I get annoyed. It's true.
Mitsubishi versus Subaru. Let's go Mitsubishi all day. Subarus are for lesbians. No offense, Kayla. Mitsubishi all day.
I have a Mitsubishi. Kayla drives a Nissan.
They're for lesbians.
I'm going to giggle about that one for a while.
The nickname, I mean, I'm not saying anything people haven't heard, I'm guessing. They call them Lesbarus.
Yeah,
whatever. Subarus make a great car, man. A great car. Let me see. What do we got here? All right. Let me see. Do we do this one?
I knew it was time to brew the Buzz beer. I knew it. I could feel it in my bones, and I'm thirsty for it. Come on.
We're going to brew it. We're going to start brewing it today, actually. Kelly will not be with us when we go from here to the Northwoods Brewing, but we will start. This is
throw a little hops in for me.
A little extra hops. We'll do a Kelly Brown Memorial hops thing. Okay? Didn't we eat the... what do we eat?
Crullers?
No. The mash. We had the mash. Yeah. We took it out and they take out the dry stuff. We ate it.
Yeah.
You know, before, right out of the thing there. Yeah. It was interesting. Who's the douchebag? Wow, was there a big response to who's the douchebag? A guy, how do I summarize this? His wife's gotten into crystals and healing and what else was
it? And it's taken over the
chakras
house.
And, and he spent a lot of, and this guy's a construction guy, and he told her how stupid it was, and he kind of really let her have it because he just is an honest guy and shoots from the hip. And the guy was called the douchebag without...
Yeah, it sounds like Marie needs to spray down her husband's bed sheets and pillowcase with some sage and lavender spray so he wakes up in the mornings with a better attitude.
He was a dick. He lost hard. There was only one person who said
one person
right.
that voted for him.
Yeah, one.
I'm in the construction trades, and I don't like nonsense. This guy just sounds like a dick. That's all. This way is the only way that matters.
You kind of tailed off there.
We lost him.
Yeah, everybody. I think everybody agreed. If I would never in a million. He basically said, "This is for suckers. You're a sucker," and kind of really led into her, and it was way over the top. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, when we do that and we read these, the guy driving is listening, or he's going to hear it on the podcast later. When you take a bit of a beat down from the majority, like he did today. Will it change his attitude? Do you think it will change him, Laura?
He might go a little easier now that we said, hey, I mean, with this many people.
Most of the calls were men.
Right, like, saying that just like, hey, just support your woman.
A woman being screamed at, you'd think that, you know, a lot of women would call in and say, but they didn't. It was the men saying, no, dude, you're way out of line. You think he's going to change, Kelly?
It could box him into a corner. He could even be more vigilant, but he might change.
See, I worry that he won't. It's not that I don't have faith in him. I hope he does. But sometimes people that like are just, this is me and I'm honest. That's who I am. It's an easy way out to say what you want without consequence. And I hope that he changes. you know, because there's way too much of that. I say what I want, you and your feelings type of thing. That drives me nuts, you know. Everybody has things on their mind that they could say and would really mean and would be mean, but you don't, because you have common sense and you know that you really don't need to spread that kind of, I don't know.
Vitriol.
Thank you, Kelly. Good word.
Nice job, Kelly.
Yeah. Scotty, you think he's going to change?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I hope he does.
But
hope he does.
We're never too old to change.
Mm-hmm.
We should always be changing.
We're always a work in progress.
Are you reading a book or something?
No.
He's really...
I ain't changing when it comes to learning like the trades. I'm locked in with what I know, and I'm happy with it. And I'm perfectly happy to not learn how to build things, okay? Or fix things.
Me too.
Sorry. That's just a choice, though. That's not, you know. All right? All right. Well, we got to go because we got beer to make. We've got beer to make, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go make it for you. Morning Buzz Autumn Copper Ale. We're going to make it for you with our friends at Northwoods Brewing Company. And thank you to McCallum's Boathouse, who is our sponsor. What a great facility they have right there in Route 4 in Northwoods. We went there and we bombed around the lake. Where do you see the video? And then we talk about that. It was crazy.
I don't know. It was a couple times that different people drove the boat. It was amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All stories to come on the next episode, The Morning Buzz. Until next time, friends. Stay safe and keep reaching for the Oreos. I mean the stars. Keep reaching for the Oreos. Stars. My bad.